Hey everybody, it's Pastor Brian Ross from Grace Life Bible Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We want to welcome you to this video. A little bit different from our normal midweek video. I actually have to confess that I didn't have time to make the next video in my interaction or giving my thoughts on the Textual Confidence Collective this week because of just different things that were going on here for me. With my family, my wife has started a new job this week. There's been some schedule upheavals a little bit, adjusting to some different things, and I just didn't have time to put into making a longer video. But I did want to make a video. It is Friday morning, and I want to kind of make a video just sort of talking about some things coming up on this channel related to what I'm planning with the content moving forward. Okay. Before I get into that, though, I want to ask everybody, want to remind everybody to, if you haven't already done so, if you would consider subscribing and ringing the alarm bell as a way of staying current here with the ministry. And we go live from the assembly building on Sunday mornings, as well as when we create content here midweek. We would love to have you be a part of our audience. If you would consider also, if you're benefiting from the content on this channel, if you would consider liking and sharing our videos, leaving comments on them as a way of getting the word out about this channel and this ministry, we would certainly appreciate anything you could do along those lines to help us. Featured book this week is my book, Rightly Dividing E.W. Bullinger, Assessing His Life, Ministry, and Impact. I chose this book because my video here is going to be about announcing sort of the ending of the rebroadcasting of the Grace History Project, and it seemed fitting to feature this book about Dr. Bullinger. If you're into the history of dispensationalism, if you want to know more about this important figure in the history of dispensationalism, please consider checking out, picking up a copy of this book as a way of supporting the ministry. We would certainly appreciate that. And as always, we want to remind you about our Rumble channel, Grace Life Bible Church on Rumble. If you're into alt-text sites or would just like an alternative to YouTube, please consider subscribing and joining us here on Rumble as well. So as I said a moment ago, I'm in the middle of this sort of midweek series, interacting and giving my thoughts on the Textual Confidence Collective. And as I said, I just didn't have time to really develop anything here or record anything. So I apologize for that. I'll be trying to resume that next week. But what I want to talk about this week is I want to announce some things about where things are going to be heading on this channel in our midweek content, okay? So for those of you who aren't aware of it, for better part of a year, we have been taking the Grace History Project, tracing the abandonment and resurgence of Pauline truth from Paul to the present, and we have been rebroadcasting it here on this channel. Now, when these lessons were originally taught almost a decade ago, in some cases, they were filmed and recorded by one of our saints in our assembly, who also runs a YouTube channel, Norman Normal 55. And back in those days, I just didn't really understand YouTube. I didn't really get how it worked. And I was just more than happy to let Norm, you know, take the videos and upload them and have them be housed sort of on his page. As I've last few years, I've learned a lot more about YouTube and how things work. And one of the things I want to do is I wanted to migrate that information, this content, away from Norm. Norm still has it on his site, but I needed to get it onto our page here, the Grace Life Bible Church page on YouTube. And so for the last year, we have been rebroadcasting every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 9 a.m. the Grace History Project lessons. And that actually started last fall with me rebroadcasting, starting with lesson 143 and ending with lesson 167. It actually included or began with me rebroadcasting the content about sonship edification. As I noticed that was experiencing a resurgence last fall, I wanted to get this information out there. Okay. This morning, later this morning at 9 o'clock, the last Grace History Channel is Grace History Project episode is going to be rebroadcasting with the exception of one. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to merge these two playlists together so that there is one complete Grace History Project playlist that has all of the information in it. And I will still keep the Sonship Edification playlist separate So anybody who's only looking for the content on Sonship can go to this playlist. Anybody who wants the content for the entire Grace History Project class, lesson one all the way to the end, would also be able to access it here. So I want you to be aware of that. The other thing I want to say is, as I've gone through Norm's site and I've compared it with ours, I've also realized that there is other content that I need to migrate over to this channel. So my plan is that we are going to continue to rebroadcast information on Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings at 9 o'clock until I have exhausted that sort of migration of information. Okay. So I'm going to start with some of our older Bible conferences. So if you have been accustomed over the last year to tuning in on Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings at 9, I'm going to continue to do that moving forward. The content, though, is going to probably be a little bit more random. I want to start with Bible conferences from 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, move all of those conferences here onto our channel here, as well as eventually the beginning 50 lessons or so of my class from This Generation Forever, which are not on the Grace Life Bible Church YouTube page. So if you're in the habit of watching at 9 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're going to be able to continue that here for a while into the near future as we continue to move information over. Okay. Now, we always go live from the assembly building, and we also have a Bible conference coming up here in 2 weeks. Our Bible conference starts 2 weeks from today on the weapons of our warfare, understanding the nature of our spiritual warfare. So we'd love to have you be a part of the ministry, the conference in person, preferably, but we'd also love for you to tune in, if you can't be here in person, to our live stream. We'll be live streaming this Bible conference, and you can pick it up on YouTube, Facebook, or right here on the Grace Life Bible Church page by simply clicking on live stream. Boxcast is allowing us to live stream information right here on the church's website, in addition to Facebook and YouTube. So these are just a couple announcements regarding where we're going with the channel. I'm hoping to resume next week giving my thoughts on the Textual Confidence Collective. And we've loved having everybody. Our channel has grown through rebroadcasting the Grace History Project. We appreciate that immensely. And all of you that pray for us, that support us, we can't thank you enough as we continue to move forward with the work of the ministry in these crazy times that we find ourselves living in. So we appreciate all your support, your prayers, those of you who have given gifts, financial gifts to the assembly, those of you who have ordered books, whatever, over the last year and a half. We certainly appreciate your support and would love to have you to continue to be part of the channel. So if you haven't done so, if you'd subscribe and ring the alarm bell, we'd love to have you be a part of the ministry here. Appreciate your attention. Just a few announcements about what's coming down the line. Thanks for listening.